Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Terrence Talks Travel Uber Adventures. I'm your host, Terrence Zepke. In case you're listening for the first time, this show is all about adventure travel. It's meant for adventurers who have been there and done that, and for wanderlusters who dream of having been there and done that, as well as for armchair travelers who never want to have been there and done that, but enjoy hearing about adventure travel. So this is the third episode of my new show, Terrence Talks Travel Uber Adventures, and I thought before we go any farther, I should devote an episode to defining adventure travel. I've realized that some of you may not be sure exactly what adventure travel is, what it entails, and what this show is all about. So let's start by defining adventure travel. Synonyms for it in the dictionary are expedition, journey, risk, and venture. And so it may surprise some of you to know that it's not necessarily all about physically challenging experiences. Some of you are probably thinking adventure travel, this means climbing Mount Everest or accomplishing some other comparable, rigorous, you know, superhuman feat. And while it can be some of these things, it isn't necessarily. Because adventure travel, in a way, I think of it as a state of mind. It's about stepping outside of your comfort zone. It's about expanding your horizons. And it's also about just daring to try something new, to go somewhere that's so very different from anywhere you've ever been before. For instance, did you know that bird watching is one of the top five most popular adventure activities? And this is so funny because I always think of Ms. Hathaway. If you remember Mr. Drysdale's secretary on the Beverly Hillbillies, you remember how she always, you know, loved to go birding. Now, if Ms. Hathaway can handle this, then I think most of us can do it too, right? Because the point I'm trying to make here is there's a range of adventure travel, and the range is sort of soft, medium, and hardcore. So think about this. For some people, an adventure trip might be bird watching in the Everglades. This is considered a soft adventure. For others, it might be whitewater rafting on the Gali River, which would include Class 4 and 5 rapids. So this would be considered a medium-level adventure. And then for some of us, it might be more extreme, such as snorkeling with humpback whales or trekking through the jungles of Papua New Guinea. That would be what we would call a hardcore adventure travel. So I thought it might be interesting to share some information with you today, so as I'm trying to familiarize some of you that aren't aware of adventure travel. The most popular places in the United States for adventure travel are the Everglades, Key West, the Outer Banks of North Carolina, Alaska, Kauai, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and the Grand Canyon. And the most popular destinations outside the U.S. for Americans pursuing adventure travel is Mexico, Canada, Bahamas, Jamaica, and Australia. And I have to admit to you, this list surprised me. Did you notice that neither Asia nor Africa made this top five list? Well, very surprising to me. Okay, so what are the most popular adventure activities? What is it people most like to do when they go adventure? So number one is hiking and walking. Number two, which is a close second to this, is cultural activities, cultural immersion things, in other words. Number three is trekking. Number four, which is a surprisingly close fourth to trekking, is wildlife and nature activities. And number five is actually a tie between visiting national parks and bird watching. And rounding out these to make the 10 most popular includes kayaking, exploring historic sites, which is one of my favorites, mountain biking, and whitewater rafting, another one of my favorites. And so I thought it would be good to share some interesting statistics with you here today. And that one of them being that adventure travel is the fastest-growing segment of the travel industry. It is growing at a rate of 17%. And this is versus 4% growth for mass tourism. So you can see it's really catching on in popularity. currently we've got about 26% of Americans that are adventure travelers. So that means more than a fourth of our population prefer this type of travel. Now, here's a statistic for you that I think is going to blow your mind. $250 million is spent annually on adventure travel in the United States. And this figure jumps to $89 billion spent globally on adventure travel. Now, did you hear that? We spend $89 billion on adventure travel around the world. So that's a lot of money being spent on this type of travel. So you can see that it's really growing in popularity. And the fastest growing demographic of this is women. So right on. I'm very happy to hear that. And something fun I thought I would share with you here, the next trend, or what they're calling the new frontier of adventure travel, is expected to be space travel. And, yeah, there are some companies that are experimenting right now with that, and they're hoping to be offering it very soon. And one of the first hotels, I don't know if you know this, but one of the first hotels that's already signed up, that's made a commitment to build in outer space, and that is the Hilton Hotel. They're expected to be the first chain that will be in outer space. And, yes, they already have plans in motion for this first space hotel. So kind of exciting, wild news for adventure travelers there. So who is going on adventure trips? Well, 40% of adventure travelers are 30 to 40 years old. So your biggest demographic is your 30s. But the 20%, surprisingly, are 50 to 75-year-olds. So, yes, that just goes to show that you're never too old to go bold. So I'm very pleased over that statistic there. But I do want to be sure to point out that adventure travel is not for everyone. So if you're listening, you're considering giving it a try, it's something I urge you to go for it. This kind of travel, it's just so special. It's fun. It's thrilling. But I have to warn you, it is highly addictive. And I wanted to go ahead during this show, this seemed like a right time, to share some advice and caveats about adventure travel. And so the number one thing I wanted to share, I've got about five things here I wanted to tell you. And number one here is just to make sure you check out the outfitter or company that you're planning on using thoroughly. Vet them to make sure that they're reputable, that they've been in business for at least, 3 to 5 years. I also recommend making sure they're offering this particular trip for some time, because you don't want to be a guinea pig on one of the first or second trips that they're offering here. You want to know that they are very familiar and know what they're doing with where they're going and what kind of activities that they're presenting. So also, you want to make sure what you're signing up for. This is so important, because I've heard a lot of people that have ended up just not getting at all what they expected, because they really just didn't understand what it was they were, committing to. So, like, if there's camping involved, you want to know, are you staying in a tented camp? Is this a mobile camp? Does it require participatory camping? In other words, are you helping to set up? Are you helping to make meals? What kind of, amenities or facilities are at this camp there? How much walking or hiking is involved, and would that be a problem for you if there's a lot, and you want to make sure, you bring the right gear, so you need to know, you need to be asking these questions. If you have any dietary restrictions, any medical concerns, if you suffer from any kind of allergies or motion sickness, anything else like that, you want to make sure that this is still a feasible experience for you. If you're going whitewater rafting, it's always good to know, is this a scenic ride on a lazy river or Class 5 rapids? So the point being here, to be prepared. And along those lines, of course, I mentioned that you want to be in good health. You want to make sure that you have any vaccinations that are needed, that you've consulted with your doctor, that you're all squared away to be able to tackle any of these things, and that you have brought any essentials that you might need. As I mentioned here, it's critical in adventure travel that you have the right clothes and the gear. And you want to make sure you have all the right travel documents with you. Do you need a certificate proving that you've had a yellow fever vaccination? Do you have mosquito insect repellent if you need it? Do you have hiking shoes? Do you have the right coat? Do you, everything, batteries? whatever you might need there. So this is something just so important because a lot of times in adventure travel, you just can't run up somewhere and get these kinds of things. So, and so I just want to say along those lines as I wrap up my talk about this, is just to be flexible here. Believe me, I know I've done a lot of adventure travel. Things happen. And it's why you're considered adventurous to be doing it, right? So you got to go into it with the right attitude. You know, I've had all kinds of things happen to me. I've had my Jeep get stuck in the mud while I was on safari. I've been stranded in Morocco, missed the cruise ship during a Belize eco outing, got bitten by a spider in Costa del Sol, which I later had to have biopsied, but thankfully that was all right. I got bitten by chiggers in South America. I had a tiger circle my tent in Nepal, just all kinds of things. And some of the things I could have lived without, and other things just really made it, you know, all the more memorable experience. So, but the point being that you just have to go into it knowing that this is a different kind of travel. So things can come up and probably will come up, but, you know, it's an adventure, and that's how you have to look at it there. So just have fun, you know, embrace the moment. You know, these things may sound scary to you, but, you know, they're really, I swear to you, they're great. They're interesting experiences, and they make for great stories. And, you know, it's just, it's just such a, like I told you, there wouldn't be so many people doing it, so much money spent on it, if it wasn't in the end worth it all. So whatever happens, you just want to be sure you have a good time and you can take lots of photos so that you can prove to everybody that you really, you know, did all these things there. So that's about all I want to say there, but I wanted to, before we close today, I thought it might be fun to give you a sneak peek as to what we'll be talking about this season. Because since the show is about Uber adventures, we're going to go above and beyond the so-called normal adventure travel, so such as last week's show, Colors of Cuba. I'm not aware, travel, there's been a travel embargo to Cuba for a long time now, and you're hearing a lot of stuff in the news right now about Cuba, but travel is still restricted. There's still only certain ways you can go to Cuba on something we call people-to-people tours with authorized concessionaires. And I suspect this is going to stay this way for a long time. It's going to take quite a while to iron out all the things between our various governments. And in the end, Cuba, I believe, is going to remain a communist country, so there's still going to be some issues there. So, but it's a great place. I really didn't know that much until I did the show, and I actually interviewed the head of Friendly Planet Travel, Peggy Goldman, and she was just a wealth of information. And it was so great. And so if you are interested in going, you need to check out this show and learn how you can go to Cuba right now. But right now, as far as I know, the only thing that's really changed is that you can actually bring home up to $400 in souvenirs. But there are talking about other things changing down the road. But again, you're talking about down the road. So if you have any interest, this is a great show, a great particular itinerary to check out there. And also this year, I'm going to be sharing special topics throughout the season, and also, of course, lots more amazing adventures, such as Literary London, a Trans-Siberian Railway adventure, and New Disney Adventures. These are great. They feature U.S. and worldwide adventures, and they're for families, but they're also for adults only. So this is a really cool thing, and I'm interviewing a Disney specialist to talk to you and tell you all about this and a lot of other things going on with Disney. So I just want to make sure that you do get a chance to check us out this season here. But before I go, I'll share a few resources with you for adventure travel. If you want to learn more about it, www.gorp.com, that's G-O-R-P.com. Or you can go to adventuretravel.com/resources. Lots of good stuff for you there. Also, I have a lot of specific information and hundreds of free travel reports on my site, which is terrencetalkstravel.com. And so I just want to thank you for tuning into this week's show. I'm looking so forward to bringing you all kinds of great information about adventure travel, so I hope that you'll stay with me through this season. And if you don't want to, I'll be back soon with another episode, but if you want to make sure that you don't miss any shows, you can sign up for my free weekly newsletter on my site, and that will include new show notifications and links to it on my show, my website, which again is terrencetalkstravel.com. So until next time, that's all for Terrence Talks Travel. Uber Adventures.